With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the White House is on board with a House GOP funding bill aimed at preventing a partial government shutdown.
The president fully endorses the continuing resolution that is before Congress and was negotiated by Speaker Johnson.
Republicans needed overwhelming support from their members on a procedural vote, and they got it. Next, they'll look to pass the measure this afternoon and send it to the Senate. Also at SRNNews.com, there appears to be great progress being made in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. The Trump administration says that it would immediately lift its suspension of military aid to Ukraine and its intelligence sharing with Kyiv. The announcement came a week after the measures were imposed to push Ukrainian President Zelensky to enter talks to end the war with Russia. The administration statement emerged from talks between Ukraine and the U.S. in Saudi Arabia. Ukraine also said it was open to a 30-day ceasefire in the war with Russia, subject to Kremlin agreement. The trade war between the U.S. and Canada is heating up.
In response to Donald Trump's higher tariffs, Ontario announced this week it is charging 25% more for the electricity it provides to Minnesota, New York, and Michigan. The president reacted by saying he's doubling the tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum to 50%. He also continued to infuriate Canadians by insisting their country become part of the United States.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. And federal investigators looking for the cause of that January collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter near Washington, D.C. that killed 67 people are recommending a ban on some helicopter flights. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 354 points, but the Nasdaq is ahead 61. This is SRN News. Maternity benefits now available for women's pro tennis players.
Pregnant players on the women's tennis tour can now receive 12 months of paid maternity leave. 2 months off without pay is offered to those who become parents outside of traditional marriage and conception. It's all available under a program sponsored by the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, announced this past week by the WTA. More than 300 players are eligible, retroactive to the first of this year. The WTA would not disclose the amount of the available funds. George Williams reporting.
A prominent Palestinian activist who helped lead last spring's protest at Columbia University has been arrested by federal immigration agents. That arrest follows last week's announcement that the administration is canceling $400 million in grants and contracts to Columbia because that school has abandoned its obligation to Jewish students. This is SRN News. British officials concerned about environmental damage after a cargo ship carrying a toxic chemical hit a tanker transporting jet fuel off eastern England.
The crash set both vessels ablaze, and the fires still burning on Tuesday. Jet fuel from a ruptured tank has poured into the North Sea after the container ship Solong broadsided the fuel tanker MV Stena Immaculate. Scientists say the environmental impact will depend on multiple factors. All but one of the vessel's 37 crew members have been brought to safety. Coast Guards, however, have suspended a search for the missing crew member from the cargo ship late Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China, Iran, and Russia conducting joint naval drills in the Middle East. The joint drills held Tuesday, called the Maritime Security Belt 2025, took place in the Gulf of Oman near the strategic Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf. More details at srnnews.com.